Blog Talk Radio.
Everywhere. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alan from Dallas, and I think I heard Bill Al. Good morning. We have leaders from everywhere around the country.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. It is Monday morning again. Thank you so much. You can tell that Saturday's call resonated with so many people, with so many of you having recommended to different people to listen to it, with all of the emails that we received and all the voicemails that we received and all the Facebook messaging we received. We appreciate all of you. And it has made a difference because it's something that you can make a decision on. When you have these insights in your life, awareness creates responsibility. When you have these insights in your life, we really realize how powerfully we can become. We also realize that we don't need to be a casualty of our circumstances. We truly understand that with God we have a powerful situation that we can bring into being that we choose. I love the way Albert Einstein put it. He said, imagination is more important than knowledge. And when you first look at that, or when you first hear that, it stops and you think, well, Albert Einstein, this is a knowledge guy. This is one of the most intelligent people in the world. And he talked about that the imagination goes out in front of you, and then you follow in behind it. And he said he so often threw his imagination out there in order for the reality to fall in behind us. So how do we use this to actually change our lives? Well, one of the most important things that we talked about on Saturday is that we move towards our most dominant thoughts and emotions. So we're moving towards our most dominant thoughts and our most dominant emotions. So how will we use this to make it work for us? Well, we talked about it on Saturday, but Sylvia and I have been talking about it since. And one of the things that Sylvia was saying is that more people actually have a greater understanding of this than they really do think. Because if you think about it, there perhaps have been times in your life that you wanted to make an adjustment. Maybe that adjustment you wanted to make was in your health. Maybe that adjustment you wanted to take in something that you're consuming. Maybe that's an adjustment that you wanted to make inside your life. So, Sylvia, I know you saw a very clear analogy here that you wanted to draw out and just help people understand how powerful they are and how much they already know.
Yeah, it really hit me, Garrett, as you were speaking on Saturday's call. These are things that, for example, anybody that has either worked with somebody who has quit smoking or who has quit smoking themselves, one of the things that they teach you to do if you are trying to, for example, give up a bad habit, like we talked about getting past your past, getting past those habits that are holding you back, or getting past those mindsets perhaps or habits that are holding you back from what's in your future. And one of those things, for example, it really came to my mind clearly was quitting smoking, that example, because they teach you, and it's so true, the greatest success, very few people are successful quitting smoking by just going, okay, I'm just going to give it up, and that's all I'm going to do. What they suggest and what actually works is when you replace the smoking, when you replace the desire for that with something positive. For example, one of the things that, you know, I was told was if you want to quit smoking, that you want to perhaps do something else during those problem times for you. For example, if, you know, it's maybe after work or at lunch break or different times, that you replace it with something, for example, like having a healthy snack. Or maybe you replace it at other times with, you know what, I'm going to go for a short walk during that time. Or I'm going to replace it until the new positive thing, the new positive habit overtakes and replaces and becomes bigger than the old bad habit, the old habit that is holding us back from what we want to accomplish in our lives and what we want to create with our lives. And so as we, those examples are things that I think a lot of us already know about. We even teach that to our children. We teach it in various different, you know, or in the classroom. It's replacing the things that you don't want in your past, the habits that are holding us back, with something that's positive until that becomes bigger and greater and there's more of it than anything that happened in the past. And it's so hit me on Saturday, Garrett, as you were talking about this, and you were talking about the vision that we want to create for the future versus thoughts of our past, because the thoughts of the past, if you've got more of that going on than what's actually in your future and the vision that you're creating, and for example, you talked about having the picture of your Lexus on your steering wheel that you're going to have when you're a diamond, when you're a car qualified diamond, or having that dream home that you want to move into, or having, you know, maybe it's that private school that you want your children to be in, or whether it's, you know, being debt-free, whatever it is, having that visual representation of all of those things that you're bringing into being into your life through this business and through what it creates in your life, that financial freedom, whatever that means to you in visual terminology, in pictures, in words, and having that around you in dream boards, having that around you in your life so that your life, whether it's by, you know, where you shave, where you put your makeup on, in the mirror, having that surround and fill your life until your vision of everything you're creating is actually bigger in your life than your past. So, Garrett, that was something that really hit me strongly, is we already know how to do this. We can employ those strategies in actually bringing to being the life that we want to create.
The way it was explained to me was that your environment will work harder on you than you will on your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And other people who want to make adjustments of that nature, they're asked to analyze their environment. Look at what triggers are keeping you where you're at. So, in other words, you ask yourself the question, when is it that I'm moving back towards what I don't want to have in my life? Are there certain people that I used to smoke with? Are there certain people that I used to eat with? Are there certain people that I would be around that would have habits that were not supportive of where I want to go? Are there certain times in the day when I'm more prone to doing that? Maybe it's in my car. Whoever knows what it is, would you look inside your day and say, okay, where are the areas where I want to be galvanized, where I want to ensure that I can make adjustments that can support me? Because successful strategies, it's successful strategies that will support you. If we have triggers that are holding us back in our past, we can create triggers that will move us towards the future of our dreams. So we can choose, and you say to yourself, it sounds hokey. Why would I want to shave and have the picture that I want to create there? Because what it's doing is this two things. It's creating more dominant thoughts. In other words, when you look at that, it is now inputting new dominant thoughts that you want to move towards. And then you can make it more powerful by adding emotion to it. You can choose to rearrange your environment where it actually serves you and moves you towards the new future that you have. That's why Albert Einstein was able to say that imagination is more important than knowledge, because we actually have a mechanism in the body. Our brain is actually designed to move you towards those dominant thoughts and those dominant emotions, and that's what you want to do. You ask yourself, is this really real? You know, racing car drivers. Racing car drivers are really trained that one of the challenges is as you go around that track and an accident happens, there's a natural tendency that you move towards and you look towards right at the accident. Now, that's what normal people would do. But a trained professional racing car driver is trained to look for the gap, to look for the safety, to look for where they want to go, because they know that when they move their head in that direction, that their arms have a tendency to move in that direction as well, and they can steer or direct their car into that gap. That is the same for us as well. We are naturally, we will move towards what? The dominant thoughts of our past. It is natural for us to move towards the distractions that life has to offer. So we can choose to take control and decide, this is where I want myself to go, so therefore I'm going to powerfully move myself towards it. But you may say to yourself, I don't know if I have a big vision that's more compelling than my past. How do I bring that big vision into place? You know, some of us can ask God. You can literally, as part of your prayer time, say to God, God, what is my purpose? You know, the purpose-driven life. What is it that I am here to do? What is it that bigger vision that I want to have and to create in my life? You can ask God to help you create it. And remember, a vision is something that's living. It is not something that's stagnant. It's something that we feed on a daily basis. Faith without works is dead. Without feeding that vision on a daily basis, it becomes stagnant. We don't move towards a stagnant picture. We move towards the dominant, very lively image of what it is that we want to create.
And, you know, in addition to asking God for help with your vision, for creating a powerful vision that's so meaningful and powerful and important to you that you're going to do what it takes to get there. In addition to that, there are books you can read, and I so appreciate there's a leader on this call right now who asked for, you know, a little bit of guidance in, you know, what can I read next? What are some of the things that I can be reading that actually provide that food for my mind so that I can keep growing and that they've just begun this process? And there is a great list of books where it says leaders are readers in the success guide, and there's a great list of 10 books that will get you started. One of the things I would suggest for this particular point, for this particular subject, is The Magic of Thinking Big, and that's by Dr. David Schwartz. And so that's one of the books that I would think that if you're somebody who, whether you're afraid to dream, whether you have had a challenge in creating a compelling vision, a vision for yourself that you just feel with all of your heart, mind, and soul you want to move towards, you just find yourself drawn to it. If you've had any challenge with that because when you were growing up in your family, the way you were raised, you know, that wasn't something that you were taught to do. In fact, maybe you were laughed at for it. Or maybe in your work environment or the relationships that you have, that isn't something that people around you do. Well, here in this team, in this group, this is something that we do. We encourage that, and we encourage people's dreams because we know that's how they become better. We know that's how they can create a self-directed life of their choosing, and we know that's how they accomplish great things and ultimately accomplish their purpose.
Capture the vision. You put the detail on it. You own it so you can bring it into being whenever you need inspiration from it. You can write down in detail so you know what it is. You can create pictures that can make those thoughts just come alive for you, that the emotion that comes around it, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Understand we're not a victim of our circumstances. Circumstances is rolling out a future of chance. We can roll out a future of choice. How do we do that? We decide in our imagination who it is we want to become and where it is we want to go, and that's where we will direct ourselves. Remember what Eleanor Roosevelt said, the future belongs to those that believe in the beauty of their dreams. Do you believe in the beauty of your dreams enough to capture it and be able to bring it into being at will? You know, I love this simple concept, throw your heart over the bar first and your body will follow. You know, move yourself towards that dominant thought. Decide that you are going to create your future. Honor it by feeding it, reading about it, putting detail to it, having it so that it's at your fingertips whenever you need it. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it and you are prepared to work for it. We love every single one of you. Have a beautiful day today. To speak with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Have a brilliant day.
Thank you.
For more than one.
You know, I tell you what, each day that we do this show, I get more and more and more excited because Garrett and Sylvia hit things that I've been going through personally. You know, when we're sitting there thinking about the vision, when we're sitting there focusing on where we're going forward, a lot of times our thought processes, because we've got that little computer called our brain, we start thinking backwards. We start thinking, oh, my gosh, I didn't do it that way, and oh, I should have done this, and oh, what would this person say? And they hit something today. When you're focused forward, when you're taking and putting up there what your main goal is, I know one of the goals that I have on my wall is literally a roadmap showing me, you know, when we were going to be out of debt, how much money we were going to have in the bank, where the kids were going to be able to go to school after they got out of high school. And those are the things that when you focus on those, man, you're able to move things forward in a huge way that's just unbelievable. And John, I know your why. I know one of the purposes that you have for being in this business, But that's a big why. Tell me some of the things that each day you focus on that propel you towards that big why, that big goal that you have.
Oh, well, every day I first sit back and this is the first thing that I do in any day, any case. As soon as I get up and I take that first breath of air, I just am thankful for it. I am thankful for it on every level of what my physical being is and my mental being. Because right there before I put my feet on the ground, before I turn off my bed, and I look and I go, okay, today's going to be a great day. So I focus on it being a great day. Because I'm starting to understand, as you start with the smallest thoughts on how your day is going, anything that you think about is going to have that positive affirmation foundation, I want to say. So anything else you think about is going to become even more believable for you. So then from there, what I think about is, God, I'm so happy and so thankful that I'm in this beautiful house that I already have. I'm so thankful for it. Because you start generating that positive avalanche flow. And as that happens, then you can start thinking about what's going to come in the future. For me, I think about, you know, my mom quitting her job and relaxing finally. And then I think about how I can, you know, offer whatever assistance I can to anybody else that's my friends and family. And I start thinking the fact that I have this thought process, that it can happen and it will happen. So ultimately, I start right at the beginning of my day thinking about how thankful I am, and then it automatically starts a chain reaction to how thankful I'm going to be in the future. So I guess that's what I think about.
Well, you know, and you hit it right on the head. And anybody that studied human need psychology realizes there are certain specific things that humans need. And one of them is to know that they're respected, know that they're loved by other people, know that they're fulfilling other people's needs. And that is one of the things, especially in network marketing, but just about any home-based business out there, that when you actually look at where we're at and what we're doing, it fulfills needs for other people, it fulfills our needs. But what happens is we get so plugged into our daily grind where we're sitting there at our corporate job, or maybe we're at school, or maybe we just had a rough day at home, and we're sitting there trying to keep focused on our vision, keep focused on our purpose. What is that, what the ancient Hebrews used to call the kazon? What is it that's your mission in life? And a lot of times, because of the daily grind, we lose track. And all of a sudden, you know, it's 6 months, it's 10 months, it's a year, it's 18 months down the road, and we're sitting there saying, man, I'm no further than I was. And then we hear people around us saying, oh, there you go again, you know, always telling us what you're going to do and never accomplishing anything, you know. And if we will just focus on what that full outcome is and focus on the people around us, which is so important. If it's just self-ward focus, if it's inward focus, folks, listen, you will never accomplish anything, and I'll tell you why. We are made up, just the whole creation of human beings. You can study this in just about any type of psychology theory. You will find that people will do more for other people than they will do for themselves, and that's a given. So when you're out there as a servant leader building a team, helping that team grow, bringing those other people up, all of a sudden you start to see how that's working for you, and all of a sudden you find out there's people out there helping you and pulling you up. And I mean, it's just a circle of beautifulness that works. I know we've got Mark Layton. You had your hand up to make a comment. What do you want to do, bud?
Well, Garrett just said something, and I'll be quick because there's a little background noise where I am. He said if you can find the little triggers that set you to thinking backwards, you can do something about them. Troy, I always find that, you know, between 3 and 5 in the afternoon, I don't know if it's biochemical or what, is that, you know, start thinking backwards. So from now on, what I'm going to do at that hour of the day is pop a CD in the CD player and take 15 to 20 minutes to listen to something uplifting and overcome that.
Well, you know, I think that's an excellent point right there. And looking at triggers, guys, the biggest liars are ourselves. And here's what I mean by that. You know, last week I think it was Jim that was talking about the mind and the fact that the mind cannot differentiate between fantasy and reality. And a lot of times when we're fearful of things, we're letting ourselves talk ourselves out of it. We're lying to ourselves about why we can't make something happen. And that goes back to triggers. Like Mark just said, it goes back to the past life experiences we have and the fact that we've got to be able to grab onto those that were beneficial to us and trash what isn't. You know, if you equate this to a computer, every now and then you've got to go in and clean out all the garbage in your trash can, in your recycle bin. And that's what you have to do here. That's one of the reasons that Garrett talks about books all the time. He talks about reading. It's why Mark and John talk about listening to audios. You know, we've heard great books. I'll give a couple books, guys, that I think will be beneficial, especially if you're just starting out, trying to get a roadmap, trying to figure out where you're wanting to go. John Maxwell's got a couple of books. One is called Make Today Count. It's a small book, easy read, probably 100 pages. He's got another book called Today Matters. You know, wonderful book. Think on These Things is another book that he's written. If you're looking to grow in every aspect of your life, I can recommend a book called Kazone by Craig Rochelle. You can look it up on any website, Amazon, any of those. You know, and you will find good, solid roadmaps to take you from square one all the way to what your destination is. And, of course, in the one that Garrett mentioned, Purpose Driven Life. Phenomenal books. If you really want to get your life moving in the right direction and you want to stop treading water, then that's what you've got to do. You've got to grow personally. John, what's some of the books that you read or some of the CDs you listen to on a regular basis?
Regular basis CDs, I'm going to go ahead and say Think and Grow Rich. Mm. Very, very important. I mean, this book was written back in the 1920s by Napoleon Hill, and he got commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to go and find out what the 500 wealthiest people at the time did. And they all had the same thing in common. And it really, those keys lies within that book. The other things that I start doing is a lot of people have a tendency, because of what our society is and how things are based, it's based on fear. You know, our economic system is very much based on fear. So I did some research, and I was looking into find something or someone who knew a way to kind of reprogram your thinking, and very famous, Robert Kiyosaki.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, those are some base ones that I have read already, and I'm getting more and more into. I just started The Go-Giver, and I also started, it's funny, I bounce around a lot when it comes to books, but I also started in Jack Canfield's Keys to Success.
Ooh, good one.
So that's what I do right now. Anything else, I'm starting to change the way my whole philosophy was, because I remember anything that can trigger any kind of emotion. Like if you watch a movie and you notice when you watch a movie, your mind cannot tell the difference between what is reality and what you're watching on the TV. Because I've seen people cry at movies. I've seen people laugh at movies. Those movies invoke those emotions. And those emotions are basically fueled, are going to be the fuel for what your success is. So what I try to do now is find things that make me feel good, you know, good songs, music that make you feel good, and they will carry that great feeling throughout your day. So like I said, I'm very new. I'm still trying to practice, and I'm kind of building my foundation as I go. But I love talking about it with you guys because I guess, you know, you guys are going to put me in the right direction, which I love.
Well, you know, you've got something. I'm going to turn it over to Jimmy here in just a second. But, guys, I just picked up a new book, and I tell you what, we get a whole demographic of people that listen to this call. But this book is basically for men, but I really recommend any woman read it. It's called The Secret Men Keep, How Men Make Life and Love Tougher Than It Has to Be. It's by Stephen Arterburn. And I tell you what, as I go through there, it makes me realize in a lot of ways why certain relationships in my business, let alone my personal life, have caused me to stagnate. And any of us that are going through this need to make sure that we have a small core team of people that we can rely on. I know Mark Layton and I talked numerous times. Jim and John and I have got a tight bond. You know, you have to have that in your life if you're going to make your business and your personal life work. And that's one of the things that you'll see with, especially with Garrett and Sylvia. They are constantly doing everything together. And you know, your spouse doesn't have to be focused on your business. Mine has her own career, you know, but we both support each other. And this is just a great, great book, you know, to read. And before I turn it over to Jim, one thing that I do want to say, guys, not every book needs to be a heavy book, a serious book. You know, I'm I'm reading right now another book by two of my mentors called Rick and Bubba, and it's The Expert Guide to God, Country, and Family. And I tell you what, every now and then you just got to pick up a good book that's just a good read to relax with. So, Jimmy, over to you, bro.
Well, good morning, everybody. I was standing here while I was listening to you guys, listening to Garrett this morning, and I've been perusing the bookshelves here in my office and contemplating, you know, what I want to talk about in terms of all these fantastic books and everything. And the truth of the matter is, I had a life experience this weekend that I'm going to open my heart and let the world see a little bit of the personal side of me today. That normally, you know, we reserve that for family and friends and everything. But my wife, 8 years ago, and this is really kind of funny because of, you know, some of the topics of the conversation today, but my wife many years ago, at a very young age, had a daughter. On the 23rd of June, 1986, 9 months later, her husband abducted that child, ran off to the States. He was a GI in the Army over in Germany, filed for a divorce on grounds of abandonment, claiming that he did not know where my wife was. He was awarded a divorce and sole custody of the child, and my wife had not had any contact with this young lady since then. We've been looking for her, trying to find a way to connect with her for years. And as fate would have it, on her birthday, the 13th of June this year, while searching around, there was a reason why my Facebook profile, Troy, was deleted.
Wow.
I found Annette's daughter while doing research on reestablishing my Facebook profile. We've managed to reconnect them, and hopefully we can build a bridge that can span the missing years of time. Forgive me, but I'm a little choked up about it.
No, man, you know what? Guys, this is what this show is about. It's about showing how different things, different connections, different times in life all of a sudden open up doors. You know, and that's, when you look at this, you look at something that sometimes you can look back on and think, man, why did that happen? Or you can get flustered in the small details like Jimmy and I did last week when his profile page was just disappeared. But then when you see that the Almighty God has a bigger, bigger play in this than what we even realize. And after all these years, two people can be drawn back into each other's lives. Ah, Jimmy, don't worry about getting emotional, dude. This is like history making here.
Well, the irony of it is, it made it so clear to me why that profile disappeared that it's not even funny.
I love it.
You know, I mean, we've been looking for years to try and find her, and finally,
man, and that right there makes it worthwhile. You know, I watched a show about David Goldman over the weekend, similar situation, but his child is so much younger, and it makes me realize, folks, treasure that precious time you have. Cherish the relationships. If you're not sure about your relationships, whether it's your spouse, whether it's an ex-spouse, doesn't matter. Cherish those times and make sure that there's no lack of communication that's there. You know, make sure that everything is as open as you can make it. It takes a two-way street. We all know that, but you know, do the best that you can do, and I guarantee you, God's hand will be in your life as you move forward.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for sharing with us that. You know, that's awesome to see that every day in our lives, every single person has an opportunity to allow those kind of things to come to being. And that story right there is literally, to me, it's a miracle. So everybody has these possibilities to come in their life if they just let them happen. And you did it, Jim. You know, you achieved nothing but miracle status on that one. I mean, I just think of everything as a miracle, like being around you, hearing those stories, having your guidance and support. I'm thankful so much to be a part of what we have going on that it is going to be astronomical how much we can pass to other people. I mean, the ultimate way of being go-givers in today's society, because everybody thinks so inward that, you know, it's just, it's time for a lot of people to step up to the plate as these leaders and go and help other people. And that right there, Jim, I got to say, you've already made my day. You made my week by hearing that story, sir. Thank you.
Well, I know Annette's excited, and it was really a blessing to be able to make this happen, because when we first found her, like, can it really be? You know, and yesterday, after a whole bunch of email and research and, you know, messages that went out and everything else, I managed to get the two of them on the phone together, and they've started to build a bridge. And I mean, I'm excited about what the future might hold for her.
Man,
wow.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Folks, we want to thank you for being on the show today. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., back here for Radio for Your Mind. I want everybody to have a fantastic day and live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you later.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Have a great day.